I'm not sure if this is the appropriate forum, but I've been wanting to ask about this mandate that's coming in. But I wanted to know what our role is in terms of spiritually. Like, how do we both be transcendent of the situation and recognize it for its illusion, but also appear in the world with power, with strength? And what is, how do we emanate, how do we protect our friends and neighbors, and how do we speak to ourselves and to others?
Okay, I'm not sure this is the forum for this, because there's a whole teaching that is necessary to formulate the underlying context. But once you understand that this is a dream in the mind of God, you don't need to worry about protecting anyone. You need to be in that state where you don't need protection, and you have no investment in being in the body anymore. In fact, the sooner you leave the body, the better. You don't want to be in the body. You want to be totally in the singularity. So what anyone does to the body is irrelevant. And whatever happens to other bodies is irrelevant. Everyone is being freed to return to the light. All that matters is the state of consciousness that you're in. Are you prepared to return to God? You must not be in a fear state. You must not be identified with the body. You don't want to be stuck in an ego that will have to come back into another body of a vaxxed mother, right? You don't want to have to deal with the karma of the end of Kali Yuga. So your ability to vibrate at that frequency of God consciousness is the protection. And any others who relate to you will be able to attune to that same frequency and be fearless and be safe. But the dream will unfold in such a way that those who are actively in God consciousness will be safe and will be in the rapture, regardless of what it might look like to the ego mind, and will serve as angels. If you're not in this physical body, you'll be in a body of light, serving to usher lost souls back into the light. So whatever is the post that you were put in is perfect, and there is never anything to be concerned about. Okay, evil is an illusion, and so let go of that. It's the end of this cycle of time anyway. However your body comes to an end is irrelevant. So the main thing is let the ego come to an end now, and you won't care one way or the other. Okay.
Thank you.
It's interesting that, ironically and paradoxically, in Kali Yuga, the whole world, all the cities, are named after saints. You know. You go to California, and up and down the coast, it's one saint after another, from San Francisco to San Diego, to all of these saints. Santa Monica, that was Augustine's mother, by the way. All of these saints, San Jose, and how many people who live in these cities aspire toward the sainthood that their city is named for? You see, there's very few people who take seriously that the city is named for a state of consciousness we should all aspire to. That's the reason for these names. But once the reality is turned into a mere signifier, it's lost. So the more saints are named in the world, the less saintly the people become. And all of that is taken for granted, and Saint Francis is just a place name. It has nothing to do with the consciousness of a God-realized being. There's a whole country named El Salvador, but are the beings in there from the Savior? And how many recognize the truth of the Savior? there is a true savior. El Salvador is here in God consciousness. But how many are aspiring to and resonating with that state of consciousness, which is salvation and which has the capacity of saving souls who are lost in Maya? We must make all of this a reality, not just a set of empty names, and bring the truth back into the world that has been lost and defiled and degraded into mundane geographical destinations rather than in spiritual destinations of transcendence and redemption and the power to transform the world from the almighty consciousness of God. That's what we must reclaim. We have lost it. We have given it away. We have allowed our birthright as children of God to be stolen from us by those who have trained our consciousness to want petty, mundane gratifications rather than the supreme bliss. We must reclaim our self-sovereignty because only God consciousness is sovereign, fearless. And if everyone were in that state of sovereignty, humanity could not be enslaved the way it is now being enslaved by fear. Everyone would stand up to this. There would be no mandates. It couldn't happen. Even if just 10% were in that state, this whole oppressive depopulation agenda could not unfold. But because we have lost that and turned our world into Sodom and Gomorrah and have become inhabitants of that realm and give only at best lip service to higher consciousness, we have lost our right to bring that power into the world and protect the world from evil and darkness, because we have been contaminated by that darkness, by having ourselves identified with matter, with the body, and the fear of death. And so the mortal mind that is in that state of fear and desire and confusion and incoherence because it has lost its wholeness and its infinite nature, is in a state that it is in constant terror and easily upset and caused to fall into a meltdown at the slightest insults or being ignored or being treated in a way that one projects out of one's paranoia as being somehow threatening. And so the fragility of the ego is so clear and it's so flimsy in its capacity to stand up and to stand its ground and to face reality with empowerment and with love and with light and with certainty about the truth and what is good and what is just and what is right, that we are very easily taken over and enslaved by forces that can lie and deceive, and yet through our own fear and wanting to be accepted by the herd, to give in and to give up our lives. And people, I remember when I was a kid, there was a comedian named Jack Benny. How many people remember him? Okay, well, he had a famous routine where a mugger would come to him and say, "Your money or your life?" And he'd go like this. And the mugger would say, "Well," and he'd say, I'm thinking, you know. So the idea was he valued his money so much, maybe I'll give up my life and keep my money. That's basically what people are doing today. And so the world has been turned into these Jack Benny comedians who are dying for a laugh, for a joke, because it's very hard to get to work when you're in a cemetery. And so the insanity of the human consciousness today is beyond belief. And it's this psychotic break with our true nature that is the cause of the entire downfall that's leading to the end of Kali Yuga. And the only repair, the only healing for our souls is the total return to God consciousness and the transcendence of this dimension of madness that has overtaken our world.